My name is Eric Davis. I am a fifth-year senior at IU, and I'm the president of IU Dance Marathon.
Well, when people hear dance marathon, they think, okay, a 36-hour dance marathon is they're dancing the whole time, and that's not true at all. That's a very common misconception.
Kristen Thomas. I'm a junior. My whole lower body is sore, yeah. We keep standing, like, on these rails and stretching and stretching our legs because, I mean, it's like the only thing that feels good on our legs. Everyone will walk by and then be like, oh, you're here again. I'm like, yeah, it's our spot.
Standing on your feet for 36 hours is kind of symbolic for the fight that each of these kids go through on a daily basis. So yes, it's difficult, but if you put your heart into it, you will come back, you come out of IU Dance Marathon a stronger, better person. IU Dance Marathon was established in memory of Ryan White. Ryan White was a young boy who was diagnosed with HIV and AIDS in 1984. He was really one of the first people to speak out against discrimination towards people with HIV and AIDS. Ryan was a patient at Riley Hospital. The funds raised from this dance marathon benefit the Ryan White Infectious Disease Center at Riley Hospital.
We are Corey and Ann Dietz. Our son is Hayden. We have been involved with IU Dance Marathon for about 5 or 6 years. Taking yourself out of that situation for a while and then putting yourself on the other side and needing that kind of assistance really makes it a surreal experience, you know, that you start to appreciate the things that people here are doing for you. So,
if the participants do one thing we tell them this weekend, it's get to the stage and listen to these Riley families. The stories that the participants have heard this year make them realize, okay, I want to be at the stage for this because this is what's keeping me going.
Now we have a new family here. We have Ellie Cottoms and her parents, Zach and Amy.
During early life for Ellie and all the things we had gone through, I never thought she was going to die until that weekend.
My name is Corey Dietz. This is my wife, Ann, and this is our beautiful son, Hayden. I was hoping I wasn't going to be the only one crying, so. Hayden was born a healthy boy, but after 4 months, it was determined that they had diagnosed Hayden with mitral valve regurgitation, which is one of his heart valves was failing. And you know
you can't survive. CT scans, spinal taps, bone marrows. He quickly began to grow up in front of our eyes at that very moment. And then the diagnosis came. Cancer, Luke had leukemia.
Families, like, we want to be able to do this without them. That's why people keep coming back. You can talk about the money all you want that we've raised, but that is the greatest thing about Dance Marathon is the feeling that we give to the families that attend Dance Marathon, the feeling that there are thousands of people on your side supporting you.